This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After 9/11 and the birth of Homeland Security, fusion centers were set up to monitor U.S. citizens, and the U.S. Department of Justice legalized non-consensual experiments on the public. These fusion centers employ civilians to target individuals and harass them, intimidate them, vandalize their property, and interfere with their day-to-day life. This is known as gang stalking. Former high-ranking FBI agent Ted Gunderson reported in 2011 that himself and thousands of others were being targeted. FBI agent Mike German confirmed this as well. Several federal agents have reported that they were targeting individual Americans, including people who were simply pro-life, and that they were pressured to put more people on their targeting lists to legitimize more federal funding. These Homeland Security fusion centers are able to put any American citizen on the terrorist watch list without any reason or due process. In 2012, NSA whistleblower William Binney reported that the feds are conducting comprehensive surveillance on nearly every U.S. citizen and targeting whomever they please. In 2014, Glenn Greenwald exposed the methods used to target individuals, such as hacking into people's social media accounts, posing as that person, and contacting their friends and coworkers. TargetedJustice.com is currently working on suing the federal government for targeting individual U.S. citizens with different high-tech weapons, including directed energy weapons. The Havana Syndrome, when diplomats in Cuba were attacked with directed energy weapons, was not an isolated event. There are thousands of individuals who claim to be under the same sort of attack, and they have the scars to prove it. As far back as 1976, the technology to remotely alter brainwaves has existed, including voice-to-skull technology that allows the government to directly transmit voices into people's brains. As bad as all this is, it is likely to get much worse. In 2017, Dr. James Giordano gave a lecture on the latest government technologies to target individuals, such as neuroweapons to control brain function and modify memories.
I'm looking to target key individuals who may then be influential to relative aspects of their representative groups. I can affect individuals' brain functions in a variety of different ways, both positively and negatively, by engaging or disengaging nodes and networks of the brain that therefore affect their cognitions, emotions, and ultimately their behaviors. Something my colleague Jamie Canton likes to play with an awful lot is the idea of specialized neural operations. And here, once again, we're talking about the use of either drugs and or devices to modify the integrity of brain function that we realize can also modify individuals' perception of time and space. We talked earlier about how these may be used in interrogation scenarios, and this too may be used against key individuals to be able to modify their perception of time, their perception of what occurred and what did not, memory modification, etc.
Nanoparticulates that can give an individual a stroke.
So what we're able to do here is infiltrate the brain space with nanoparticulate matter that aggregates in situ, on site in the brain, and does one of two things. Either penetrates from the vascular space, gets in through the bloodstream, gets in through the nose, through the mucosa, or infiltrates the vascular space and clogs it. What is the result? What's called a nanoparticulate stroke, or a hemorrhagic diathesis, fancy word, for it's a predisposition to individuals having brain bleeds.
He explains how they can make people sick with an undetectable illness to make them go crazy.
What I'm doing is I'm using a dispersion methodology to be able to infect sentinel cases with a highly morbid condition. These individuals complain. Again, this is a central nervous system condition. So they're complaining of whatever the bug may do. It'll produce some cascade of neurological and neuropsychiatric signs and symptoms. What I've now done is I've got every individual who is diagnostically hypochondriacal, and I've got every individual who's a worried well flooding the public health system, banging on the door. The CDC comes back and says, nonsense, that's not real. I come back and say, that's fake news.
He says they can already control insects and use them to deliver bioweapons.
I infiltrate that bug's nervous system and I control the way it moves.
Let's stop right here.
The way it moves.
He explains in this Pentagon conference, and he's a head guy, in 2017, all this. This isn't happening now. This happened then. And Australia government passed a law to break into your social media and pose as you and threaten people. It's already happening. Separately, we got some really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% Coumadin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, the mainstream media lies to you about what's happening now. Let me tell you the truth. Or die trying. On what's coming next. All right, I began to get into this some yesterday, but now we're doing the deep dive on it with the leaders of Pentagon Air Force projects and the heads of university neuroscience departments. We're focusing just on one individual now. I'm going to do a special report tomorrow looking at a bunch of other individuals. Pre-COVID, talking about nanotech that invades your brain, makes you have hemorrhagic fever, causes strokes, and that then they just say it doesn't exist or they say it's a virus. And how they use electromagnetic systems to then activate it and grow the prions or other crystals in your brain. I have dozens of clips from just two conferences that one gentleman gave. And we're going to get to that now. But first, let me just pull back here and explain why this is happening. When you watch Fauci 5 years ago, or Peter Daszak 4 years ago, or Bill Gates 4 years ago before they launched COVID and the societal takedown, this is the leading edge of it, they say all the old regulations and the Puritans, basically, that want to have drug approval and safety tests and all this, they're in the way of progress. We want life extension technology, and out of just deploying all this, it's going to kill a bunch of people, but out of the raw research, and they say that in these reports, we're going to find the secrets of the universe. So they've made the decision that, okay, only China, on a mass scale, is ruthless enough to have no rules or controls and just roll this out. Human-animal hybrids, humanoid creations, 20 years ago, cows that produce human milk, spider goats, all of it, that create body armor. It's part spider, the goat. That's 30 years ago. Only China's willing to do that, so we got to get rid of all our regulations and rules and do this. Now, what's really happening is the United States and England that won World War II dominated the planet. They've already done all this. They're 20 years ahead, conservatively, of the Chinese, 30 years ahead of the Russians, at least. And so the future's here. It's just not evenly distributed. So in these new high-tech research facilities and corporate systems, they're in the year 2050, 2060. We're in the year 2023. What you see deployed, what you see happening, it's almost like we're Amish people living next to a DARPA facility. The Amish have got their horse and buggies, and they don't get autism. They live the longest. They're happy. They're at church. They're praying. They're just classic, what they call, wild humans. The whole globalist project is to domesticate them and all of us as well. They're just more independent because 400 years ago they were getting persecuted for being a different branch of Christianity. And they said, we can't integrate or live in this system in Switzerland or Germany. We've got to take our money, sell our land, and move to South America, Central America, North America. But they're the perfect example of a group that isn't dying, doesn't have autism, almost no cancer, even though they live right next to us, because they are not integrated into it. But they want to get us all. They want us domesticated, integrated, and then as lab rats to be depopulated while they test all this on us. And so they are triggering through the GMO, through the 5G, through the immortal cell lines, the zombie cell lines they're giving us in the drugs, in the shots, horrible mutations and an accelerated evolution, in their words, whether you believe it or not, that's what they're doing. You've seen the X-Men movie, but you know, you don't get dumped in nuclear waste and pop out as a superhero. As you die and as you mutate, things are created in your body that they then extract and then they use. But they tell you through the movies, like Deadpool, where they're capturing people, torturing them, most of them die, but some survive, and it creates a superhuman attribute. That's not the literal function that's happening, but it's a archetypal extrapolation of it. And so the United States is way ahead, but it's not the United States. It's globalist control. So the globalists are waging war against us while they wage war and leverage us against everybody else. While they divide us, while they dumb us down, while they slowly sterilize us, while they slowly poison us. That's their operation. But first they've got to have a UN world treaty to be able to lock things down, to say they own our bodies, and to say they can censor any medical news that doesn't agree with their, quote, owning the science, which we now know everything they told us was a lie. We told you at the time it was a lie, but now it's confirmed. Everything. So it's total war, but to the initiates, and I agree with Henry Kissinger and his director, his sub-director, Rothkopf. I don't agree with what they do. I agree with their statement that there are about 2,000 superclass that are actually read into all this. And the reason my broadcast freaks them out so much is that I have studied this and immersed myself in the research. I'm at the parents' table, like at Thanksgiving. Everybody else is at the kids' table. And I have, with all these experts, reverse-engineered what they're playing. And so when they tune in, they're like, well, only 2,000 of us are read in on the full project decompartmentalized. And Rothkopf wrote a book about that. But they have such disdain and arrogance towards us, they couldn't believe that just a lay person who wasn't brought in high school, brought in college, tested, trained, prepared, inducted, would actually organically study this as a futurist and as a sociologist and as an anthropologist and as a psychologist and be able to create contemporary unified field theory ways to describe what they're doing, because they don't have a master total plan. They have a directive for life extension, for control, for depopulation, and then they change course as they need to maintain control and power towards their end game. And because they're read in on the overall direction and project they want, and they have unlimited funding, and they have us unaware of what they're doing, compartmentalized, they have been able to get 80% control of civilization. Now they're finishing up with a digital face scan, a handprint to buy and sell, a cell phone, a universal basic income, a social credit score, a global carbon tax as the currency. I'm going to play all the clips, starting here in a moment. So I'm simply sitting back and actually studying what they're saying, what they're doing, and what they're building. And the bad news is I've read what they wanted to do in the 30s, and they stayed on their plan. Julian Huxley, the head transhumanist, and what they said they were going to have set up in the year 2023, they're a little behind, but they're almost there. And so they're accelerating the project. But humanity is waking up and saying no, but only realizing the full horror of it and saying, I don't need to be an expert on football or baseball or be a pickup artist or, you know, just how to make money as an insurance salesman or, you know, whatever you're doing. you better figure this out right now. Now, the sad part is, when I began to really get up to speed on this 20 years ago, I was a little naive. I thought most people, and most people do, when they learn about this, would just instinctively want to side with their ancestors and humanity and would instinctively and spiritually want to be against this. A bad byproduct, and justice be done by the heavens fall, of what I've done and what you've done supporting me, what we've done together, is that a good 10-15% of people actually learn this information from us, and they then use it for their own piratical own operations to screw people, or they go join the globalist, or a combination of the two. But you've got to go ahead and release this information, even though some people are going to use it for bad, because it's the right thing to do, and I just it's what the Holy Spirit tells me to do. Because they've got all their AI, and they think advanced technology. We're jacked into the universe God created. We're given I mean, I'm not going to even get into it here, but folks, I have dreams that come 100% true. It's all, I mean, it's there. It's just amazing. I mean, it's totally real. The enemy jacks into their evil entities. We jack into them.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. www.AlexJoelWallach.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Perfectly, that are all in black and white that I have right here on the stack. Go ahead.
We're undergoing a soft coup, and the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda. The WHO is developing through all its nations, but with the WHO directorate and the United States in charge, a pandemic treaty and amendments to the existing international health regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs, will enforce surveillance, censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require governments to censor and only push a single narrative. Also, we will be subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which the organization CEPI is planning to do, and one of the people who founded CEPI was Jeremy Farrar, who is now the chief scientist at the WHO, to bring this forward. Other things that the amendments do is to bind the states so they are no longer recommendations but enforceable edicts. Provide a liability shield. Get rid of intellectual property rights, move supplies from one country to another, enforce digital passports, and the Director General of WHO can demand that a pandemic or a potential pandemic exists. He can just declare it with no standards, and then countries around the world will have to obey. Also, the WHO will tell you what drugs you can and can't use in your nation once a pandemic is declared. Obviously, the budget will increase. One Health is another part of this. One Health is a concept that was created to enable the WHO, with these documents, to take over jurisdiction of everything in the world, by saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, ecosystems are all central to health. Also embedded in this concept is a peculiar notion that humans are no longer of greater value than animals.
All right, let's go to the next clip. This is the head of Bayer Pharmaceutical, their incredibly evil history of knowingly killing millions of hemophiliacs, knowingly putting HIV in the shots. Look that up. I'm not joking. It's totally insane. Now, this is Bayer Pharmaceutical president explaining what they really did with COVID. Here it is.
Ultimately, the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate. I think this pandemic has also opened many people's eyes to innovation in the way that was maybe not possible before.
So it's a total takeover. Here's the former chief scientist, vice president of Pfizer, Dr. Michael Yeadon, explaining that these people mean business.
Unfortunately, I think this is just the beginning. Yeah. So I've learned when people tell you what they're going to do, don't ignore them. So when the UN and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab tell you that they've got a UN 2030 plan with sustainable development goals, I think there are 17 or 21 of them, and every one of them says, you won't be traveling, you won't have a private car, we won't be using international shipping to move goods around, there won't be any flights except military or perhaps very rich people, you won't own anything and you'll be happy. You probably won't live in your own house. You'll be using much less energy for everything, including heating, manufactured goods, and so on. When they tell you that, you should assume that they're serious about it. And so I think COVID has been part one of a multi-act play that's going to take 10 years that will destroy the liberal democracies completely. We've already, if you think living in a democracy, now ask yourself who you could vote for that would change this. Because I don't think there's anyone you can vote for anywhere that would guarantee things. So I don't have an answer, but I'm telling you, I think we're sliding down through the gates of hell. I'm speaking out. There's nothing in it to me. I've lost lots of money, all my friends. I'm away from my home and family. And I'm speaking out because, as soon as I close, I am absolutely sure what I've told you is substantially true.
Here is the UN Undersecretary General talking about they own the science, meaning they own reality, and that they are working to censor everybody. Here it is.
You know, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. You know, we own the science, and we think that the world, you know, should know it, and the platforms themselves also do. But again, it's a huge, huge challenge that I think all sectors of society need to be very active in.
All right, here's another WEF meeting where they admit that this is all part of a carbon tax, and that all carbon will be the currency, and that they will control and surveil the carbon. Here it is.
So central banks are also starting to understand nature has real value. Carbon, we already figured out. And carbon is moving very quickly into a system where it's going to be very close to a currency. Basically being able to take a ton of absorbed or sequestered carbon and being able to create a forward pricing curve with financial service architecture, documentation. I just came out of a meeting this morning how we're trying to accelerate that. To be quite honest, not to get very boring, but we're on financial topics and things, but they're going to be derivatives, and you need ISDA documentation if you want to trade a derivative in the marketplace. And all of this actually matters for nature as well. I'm going to quickly hand off, but again, I want to talk about value one more time, because the southern part of the world has value far greater than large elements of the northern part. And we start thinking about and putting prices on water, on trees, on biodiversity. We find, where does that sit? I'm doing a lot of work out of Asia, and I say that my next-door neighbor, Indonesia, is the left lung of the world, and obviously Brazil's the right, and Africa, absolutely critical. And we need their natural capital as a system-based world more than we need that $66 billion we've got sitting in the basement of the Bank of England. So how do we, and I'm hoping this discussion today, at least from a central banker's point of view, on how do we start tokenizing, how do we start building systems that actually create not only the value, but transfer that value around the world.
So they sell this as a way to empower people, but it's to cut the resources off and kill the majority of the population. That's why they announced they want to cut all the trees down. So then there's even less trees. I mean, you understand this is the most satanic, upside-down thing you could ever imagine, where the sun's bad, we got to block it, and carbon that plants breathe is bad, carbon dioxide, that we're all being targeted. It's a war on life, where it's all got to be surveilled by AI and controlled and transferred to these monsters. Now, when we come back, the Pentagon DARPA videos I was talking about, where they admit everything, and implanting you with prion crystals, COVID, to then be able to kill you with 5G and other electromagnetic systems. It's coming up. Tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune in now. You are the resistance. I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoids. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10%. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super constant. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging War Corruption. Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones. Crashing the lives of disinformation. You know, I was watching, we only got the part of it, it's a longer report for Greg Race. His report on targeted individuals showing CIA, UN, Justice Department documents, how they use threat fusion centers to harass pro-lifers, pastors, you name it. And they infiltrate a lot of local psychology groups. You think you're going to a psychologist, they're actually one of their agents. It's through InfoGuard, it's one of the terms they use, one of the groups, where the FBI has recruited millions of Americans to be spies. And it's the same duplicated all over the world. And I was reminded watching Greg Reese's report of legislation they rammed through last year in Australia to counter COVID disinfo, which was all true. Obviously, people were telling the truth about it. The lockdowns are a fraud. The mask are a lie. The shot doesn't help you. It hurts you. Ivermectin helps you. You know, zinc helps you. and they have this police law where they can break into your computer, your social media, say horrible things in your name, delete things, you name it, and then charge you for what they said. They put that in a law to frame you. The gloves are off, folks. The gloves are off. So here it is. This is apf.gov.au, overhead shot, please. Surveillance Legislation Amendment and Disrupt Bill 2021. And it goes on to say that they will break into your accounts, pose as you, commit crimes, and then charge you with it. Actually, put it in the law. I'm not joking. Look it up. Australia's new police powers allow them to control social media accounts, delete data. Mainline headline. Okay? Now, this deals with Owen, and this deals with the rest of the January 6 people, where their lawyers are like, we don't want you to antagonize the system. We don't want you to sit there and do a bunch of stuff. Let us try to not get them in prison. I'm like, well, I want to defend them. I want to talk about it. Well, it's up to them if they want help or not. And Owen's a smart cookie, but they're trying to put Owen in jail, in prison. They filed last night. He's sentenced next week. Goes to D.C. And I didn't cover it, but the Gateway Pundit did. Breaking: D.C. prosecutors seek 120 days in prison for Owen Schroyer for speaking out against stolen election 2020. Speech now a crime. Now, that's not just the Gateway Pundit's headline. I have, overhead shot please, right here, the charging document the feds put forward. Here it is. And it says Owen Schroyer needs to go to prison for still saying, and they list August 27th, that on, you know, that in August, Owen still said he thinks the election's stolen, and he called President Biden a pedophile, and they say, so we're asking the judge, because of his speech, to put him in prison from 3 months to a year. Now, let that sink in. In Australia, they passed a law to break into your social media and pose as you and commit crimes. It says it right in the law. It doesn't sound real, does it? Human-animal hybrids don't sound real either. This charging document, it's all over the internet, the left calling for his head, literally says dozens of times, he won't shut up. He's not remorseful. He doesn't like Joe Biden. We want him to be in jail. To the judge. They don't want to just censor you, folks. They want to put you in prison. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. I mean, can you imagine the people that with a straight face live like this? So whether it's Australia or here, it's the same thing. So when you read the Gateway Pundit headline, it links to the document. It's totally true. They're asking for prison time for a man that did nothing and was there with me trying to stop people going to the Capitol because he still says he thinks the election was stolen. Well, that's his right. Plus, the evidence is there. Then they go on and say, and he calls Joe Biden a pedophile. He calls them tyrants. Wow. They're openly telling you that you live in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They don't care about their own birthright. That's how many soulless people have been created now. And that's why we are cursed. So when I see people do stuff like this, I actually feel sorry for them. Because Owen is an upright, hardworking, strong Christian man. Then since high school was a youth pastor and helped disabled children. And that's what he does in his spare time, is help retarded children in the Special Olympics. And of course, that's who they want to put in jail. Because that's everything they hate. But by the way, if you're a new viewer, you hear me go, okay, Australia passed a law to take over your account and say horrible things and poses you to, quote, disrupt groups. And they say, well, if we get on there and say horrible things as them, that'll make them not have support. Boom, it's a law. And then we've got the EU threatening to arrest Elon Musk, saying they're taking over all the social networks, and they'll decide what can be said and what can't be said. And the ADL is just a front group in that. Building for compliance with the digital marketplace. EU confirms six mostly U.S. tech giants are subject to Digital Markets Act. Now, let's move on to the big enchilada. Remember when the Pentagon was approached by Bill Gates and the EcoHealth Alliance, and they wanted to release protein crystals in China, and the Pentagon said, here's one telegraph, that's a bio attack that could lead to nuclear war. We're not going to do that. Well, that now takes us to Dr. Giordano, who's the head neuroscientist at Georgetown, at the top Pentagon Air Force DARPA meeting, laying out not what's theoretical, but what's already been done. And he says over and over again, this is all declassified. And I know everything he's saying because I researched it myself, but it hits me. He's in 2017 saying all this. We're going to be showing you in the days to come stuff he said last month that's even crazier. And when you listen to this, realize this has all been deployed. Colonizing you with protein crystals so they can then hit you with electromagnetic frequency that they tested in the bodies of lab rats to grow and kill them. And that's just one thing he talks about. Let's start with clip 5, nanomatter in the brain. Here he is.
Moreover, you heard earlier about the idea of nanoparticulate matter that can be utilized in a weaponizable way. And here, too, we're looking very, very strongly at what nanoparticulate matter can do to the nervous system. Some ongoing studies with our colleagues in the medical branches of NATO have, in fact, shown that the use of nanoparticulate matter in a scatter arrangement can be used to incur what looks to be broad-scale epidemiological stroke epidemics. So what we're able to do here is infiltrate the brain space with nanoparticulate matter that aggregates in situ, on site in the brain, and does one of two things. Either penetrates from the vascular space, gets in through the bloodstream, gets in through the nose, through the mucosa, or infiltrates the vascular space and clogs it. What is the result? What's called a nanoparticulate stroke, or a hemorrhagic diathesis, fancy word, for it's a predisposition to individuals having brain bleeds. Demonstrated? Oh, absolutely. We're able to show animal models of same, and the Italian group has done a fair amount of work demonstrating that nanoparticulate matter can be highly disruptive, not only of brain vascularity, but brain function. You may not necessarily incur a stroke, but you're going to begin to disrupt the network properties of the brain, and as a result, engage something more of a long wars effect through the use of these types of matters, where you now begin to influence the population in increasingly concentric circles of expansion.
The long war, the long COVID. He goes on how you can take out whole countries, but they'll never know what hit them. And when the FDA gets contacted or the EPA, they just say it doesn't exist. Using, let's do clip 6, biomodified organisms to fracture trust in public health. See, they plan to destroy public health. They got public health to go along with this to destroy it, to bring in their new system, the UN treaty. Here it is.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are X, Y, and Z. These people are really sick with this. But then I say, others who are also infected will show subdromal, predromal signs of lethality, and what that will be is anxiety, sleeplessness, agitation. What I've now done is I've met every individual who is dying.
And you've got to lock them down to invoke that to create the fear, release the new variant, as the British health minister said. Remember, it's time to release the new variant. And they did. Which isn't even there. They're droning you, but they're also using humans that have had the shots that then express it and shed it on you, and then it begins colonizing you. I'm going to play clips of him talking about that next. Oh yeah, here it is.
And what that will be is anxiety, sleeplessness, agitation. What I've now done is I've got every individual who is diagnostically hypochondriacal, and I've got every individual who's a worried well flooding the public health system, banging on the door. The CDC comes back and says, nonsense, that's not real. I come back and say, that's fake news.
Hit pause.
As a consequence of
2017 fake news we're talking about. This is all the top guys. The conference goes on. He does an hour. There's a whole day conference with, the head of DARPA, great job, ha, 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 ha. And they're all just up there wargaming what they've already got ready. Continue.
Got every individual who's the worried well flooding the public health system, banging on the door. The CDC comes back and says, nonsense, that's not real. I come back and say, that's fake news. And as a consequence of doing that, what I do is I create a schism between the polis and the public health system. I fracture the integrity of trust and reliance upon the population and its government. And, of course, I'll be able to then incur a ripple effect. And if you want to see what this looks like in an action, all you need is look back at those days prior to or post 9/11 when individuals were sort of sending white powder through the mail and everything was anthrax.
Which we now know the FBI did with the Army. So He's telling you 3 years before they release it, 2.5 years, oh, terrorists are going to do this, as if terrorists could make this. And we now know they'd already made it, the Pentagon, and Peter Daszak and the rest of them under Obama's orders. And they, that same year, approached the main Pentagon and said, we want your authorization to release this in China. And they said, that's World War III. That's bioweapons. I showed the London Telegraph. But you're seeing the whole rollout, how it worked, to, again, what did I say 3.5 years ago? Once the medical system does this, it'll destroy trust in it and make society break down further. So people are staying home, or they're locking people out of their hospital rooms, families, making kids wear masks, believing, let's just get through this. It's how we rough it through this. But no, it was designed to destroy society. And that's in the SPARS 2025-2028 document. That's really the year 2023. They say this will then destroy health confidence and health confidence in the government. Because, again, the globalists control the government, but they want to wreck the government and have the people hate the government and then have a violent, angrier world revolution. Instead of just removing the globalists, they want us all to tear each other apart. So, again, the average FBI agent sitting here watching this right now, they admit in these filings yesterday that they watch everything we say. They go, they need to be arrested. They're saying Biden's bad. You know, they're saying elections are bad. And imagine with straight faces in this document I showed you earlier, we got to arrest these people, Judge. We got to put them in prison. Straight face. Meanwhile, you got the Pentagon running around, obviously releasing it at the military games. In November of 2019, it's all come out. And then, these FBI agents' kids are going to die from this. They're hit, too. But they actually believe they're holding the government up. They believe we're trying to destroy the government. They believe we're trying to destabilize things. They're like, well, we got to crack some eggs and make an omelet. We can't let Jones discredit the government. That's what I've been told by high-level people. You better stop. You're discrediting the government. You're destabilizing. No, I didn't cook this up. I didn't release this. I figured it all out. I reverse-engineered it with all the top experts. The author of the U.S. Biological and Chemical Weapons Law was on this show in February of 2020. Laying it all out, okay? He got Henry Kissinger's PhD by the globalists. They give one a year. We know this. We know their operation. So the average person in government literally thinks that they're saving things by coming after us, and there's the Pentagon bragging, oh, this will destroy confidence in the system. They knew the shots were going to kill people. They knew it was going to piss everybody off. They knew it, but they think they can then misdirect that revolution into wrecking the country. We're trying to stop that. 99.9% of us are going to be screwed by this. And in the end, the globalists will be screwed as well. Back to our guest off 15 minutes the next hour, because I got to get to more of these clips. Is there more of this clip left? That's it. Okay. What an incredible clip. Play clip 10.
What we're looking at is the use of drones, for example, unmanned vehicles, aerial vehicles, ground vehicles, aquatic vehicles, to deliver payloads of various forms of neurological chemicals, neurological microbes, whether those be bacteria and or viruses, neurological toxins, to a variety of different populations that range from the individual to a fairly large aggregate of individuals utilizing multiple drones and or other forms of unmanned vehicles. The other thing that we're concerned about is certainly the use of gene editing techniques, CRISPR, Cas9, Cas12, taken alone, but in...
We'll start to clip over. Gene editing, gain of function, illegal as hell. He talks in these conferences about, we've been very discreet about the things that we're not supposed to be doing, but we've done them. Now, you think Al-Qaeda's got a gene editor machine that costs $3 billion? No. No. The terrorists run the government, folks. And all of us are being targeted. We can play along. We're part of the system all day. I could join the system 100 times. The hair on the back of my neck stood up any time I even entertained it. Which I never entertained it for real, but you feel kind of like, well, should I join them? I mean, you know, no, because I just feel like chills up my spine. The Holy Spirit goes, do not do that. All my combined intellectual, archetypal instincts, hereditary compression of information, my current analysis of the situation, my fourth, fifth, sixth dimensional antenna, all of it goes, no, don't do that. I mean, you're like, of course don't do that. But these guys can't help it because what's their conference called? The Mad Scientists. And they say, oh, the Pentagon's got a war game, all this, to know how to stop it. Yeah, they got to have the bioweapon labs to produce 5 billion years of evolution virus, of five viruses that no one would ever put together, not in a trillion years, and then that very virus gets released. But it's all in the name of protecting us. Go back to him.
What we're looking at is the use of drones, for example, unmanned vehicles, aerial vehicles, ground vehicles, aquatic vehicles, to deliver payloads of various forms of neurological chemicals, neurological microbes, whether those be bacteria and or viruses, neurological toxins, to a variety of different populations that range from the individual to a fairly large aggregate of individuals utilizing multiple drones and or other forms of unmanned vehicles. The other thing that we're concerned about is certainly the use of gene editing techniques, CRISPR, Cas9, Cas12, not just taken alone, but in concert with extant gene editing techniques, the relative ease of acquisition of these techniques and their relative ease of use. Again, this is not for the completely naive, but someone with basic gene editing and or microbiological skills and molecular biological skills could, in fact, utilize these techniques to modify an existing microbe, an existing virus, perhaps even existing structures of various organisms, to create something that is modified or perhaps anew. And the problem we have with that is that those particular new entities might not currently be covered, categorized by the Biological Toxins and Weapons Convention. So here we have the opportunity to sidestep the scope and tenor of those conventions by creating something new or modifying that heretofore has not been listed as a weaponizable agent. Furthermore, if we take a look at some
we're
other...
We're going to come back with more of this, but example, you get it?
Nanotech.
Nanotech. None of this is illegal because it's not in the law, so we can do it. Total madness, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to go to break. We'll come back with more of this for about 15, 20 minutes, and our special guest joins us on the same topic, Attorney Tom Renz. Please tell everybody you know and don't know. Tune in now, Infowars.com/show. Share clips. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. And please, get products that empower your life that keep us on air. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the highest quality curcuminoid, amazing for your entire body. And what it does is an antioxidant. What it does to your joints, your bones, anti-inflammatory. It's next level. It's the best. It is back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. We've sold out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's incredible, but we have not sold out of X3. It's still 40% off, but it'll be sold out today. X3, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. It'll be 10 weeks or more till we get more in. It's the missing link in your body. Everybody needs to have this. It makes you resilient and a lot stronger. Also, we have the other great products like Nitric Boost that is so good to clean out your blood and for your heart and your brain. Well, the natural compounds God gave us, Nitric Boost, everybody needs it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We got books, films, t-shirts, water filters, more. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. We'll be right back with hour number three.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.